Welcome, welcome to PS I Love Me, the podcast. I am your host, Gina Swire, international self-love expert, coach, author, and manifesting queen. And I am on a mission to help a billion women fall madly in love with themselves and get everything they want in their life. And that, my friend, includes you. This podcast is for down-to-earth women who love spirituality, manifesting, and laughing at life's challenges. And remember, with self-love, anything is possible. What I wanted to share with you is, if you ever find yourself in one of those moods where you're just a little bit like, or even worse, anxious mood, scared mood, just like weight of the world on the shoulders mood. So what I want you to do is pull out a piece of paper. You can do this after, but go get a piece of paper and a pen now. And I want you to write down what you're worried about. So there's going to be more to this exercise. It's not just that, but write it down and you can get as creative as you want. So what are you worried about? What's the worst case scenario? So it could be, and this stuff can just come up and it can just feel really weird and this isn't the truth, but it's some little stuck fragments that get stuck inside of us of our worries and fears. And it's usually like childhood things like, oh, no one's going to like me or I'm going to die or whatever. I did this exercise the other day and I have it in front of me. So I might share some of it, even though it's very personal. And we all do it. All the people that you look up to, all the people that you follow, all your idols, they all still have days where they wake up anxious and they're like, holy moly, how am I doing life today? Everyone has it. It's no one's exempt, or that I know of anyway. What happens is with social media and all the things is we don't tend to talk about those things. Or if we do, we tend to talk about them after the event. So it's like, oh my God, last year I had this terrible time and it was so stressful and now I'm out the other side of it and here's how you can learn from it. But what I want to do here is share with you a tip, a trick that can help you in the moment. If you're on the struggle bus and you're worrying, if you're anxious, if you're feeling stressed, what you do is you write down worst case scenario. What am I worried about? So, you know, it could be, what if I completely fail at my life and I have to sell my house? What if no one ever wants me because I can't figure my shit out? What if I can't afford what I want to do in my life anymore? What if I have to go back to a mundane life? What if my friends start to not like me anymore? So all these funny little fears, they're real, like they exist. It's not the truth, but they do exist. So I want you to get out a piece of paper and write down, worst case scenario, what are you worried about? What are you anxious about? What is troubling you? So do that and you can finish it off later and really get into it. So sometimes when I do this, it makes me cry and I'll just be like, ah, and that's okay. This is what we want to be. This is how we want to feel because it's good. It's getting it all out. So what we tend to do, and I can be guilty of this too, I'm not exempt of any of this, and probably no one is we can start to worry, we can start to feel stressed, and we can be like, no, I choose to feel good. I choose to feel good. And we just shut the door on how we truly feel, and we suppress it, and it goes into our body, and that's how we create disease, I believe. So if you want to get it up and out, do this exercise. Worst case scenario, what am I scared about? What am I freaking out about? What am I stressed about? Write a big long list. Could be 2 pages long. Mine was 2 pages long. And so when you're looking at it, sometimes these feelings of like, yeah, this is never going to happen, start to come up. And that's good too. And then underneath it, what I want you to do then is write a big or. Like OR, or, and underline it. So that's one scenario. Or what's the opposite? So best case scenario, what could actually happen? So this is where it's best case scenario. So it's like, or I pull through, I'm an absolute badass, I become a best-selling author. All my clients start to have even more magical transformations. I start to become a magnet to money, and money is just finding me over and over again in my life. I clear all my distractions and just become hyper-focused. My health starts improving. My skin starts improving. I just beam with radiance. And at the end of it, I just literally make my choice. I make my choice of what I want it to be. And obviously, I always choose the one that's best case scenario. And it just changes your mood. So I want to hear from you. If you think this is something that will be useful for you, give it a go. It's something that I do on retreats. It's something that I do in workshops. It's a fun little simple exercise, bit of journaling. Get all those stuck emotions and fears out. Let them be seen. And then go on to the best case scenario. Let me know if that tip helped you to shift your mood. And let me know if you're struggling, get in touch. You know, I have things that can help you. And I'll see you soon.
Mwah! If you've loved this podcast, if you have taken anything away, then do everybody a favor and please share it. Leave a 5-star review. This will help us to get noticed, to get seen, and for more of the right people to hear it.